Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Monday, the 30th of May, and I'm recording this podcast in my parents' garden. If you hear a bit of wind blowing around or some bird singing, you will know why. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, Numbers 120 to 134. Those sermons can't get into all the details of all the verses, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today we're looking at Psalm 123 and just verse 1. It reads, I lift up my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. Yesterday we reviewed the whole psalm. Today we're looking at the detail. This psalm is about lifting our eyes to heaven. It's about looking to God to provide our needs. It's about asking God to have mercy because we're having a challenging time. And the psalmist, the singer, the writer, at the beginning here, lifts up his eyes. Lifting up our eyes to God indicates that we are taking the posture of a servant. And there's more on that in the verses to come. We'll look at that tomorrow. And in that position of a servant and looking up with our eyes to our master, we're in the right position to recognize God for who he is, and we're ready to receive from him what we need. Just like Jesus. Jesus was a servant, but he wasn't a servant that sat there or knelt there and cringed before God, his Father. He was a servant who was ready to receive from God instructions so as to have a good relationship with God. Indeed, as Peterson says in his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, God did not become a servant so that we could order him around, but so that we could join him in a redemptive life. Our following of Jesus, our discipleship, is joining Jesus in the redemptive life, in helping others, in ourselves being redeemed, having a new life, and in helping others to be redeemed and have a new life. So we can help others fix their eyes on Jesus, and ultimately, of course, as well on God, just as we have been helped to fix our eyes on Jesus. The first Psalm of Ascent, number 120, looked higher than the hills. And now this pilgrim seems to have got used to looking beyond his circumstances to God in the heavens. We are growing when this becomes our habit, the habit of whatever our circumstances, good or bad, that instead of focusing on the challenges or the things right in front of us, we end up looking beyond those to the heavens, seeking the God whose faithful love and wisdom are beyond ours. As it says in Psalm 36, verse 5, your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. In other words, it's beyond normal human love, beyond normal human faithfulness. Isaiah 55, verse 9 says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. God's thinking, God's ways. Everything about God is beyond our ways. In fact, what's called the Lord's Prayer starts the same kind of way. Our Father who is in heaven, we set our thoughts, our mind, Colossians 3 verses 1 and 2. We set our hearts on things above, our mind on things above. That's a great way to start a prayer time. In other words, we must never become so over familiar with our thinking about God that we forget to respect his otherness. He is different. Psalm 115 verse 3. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. God is not there for us to manipulate. He's there to transform us. This psalm goes on to remind the singer that God is the provider of all our needs. He did promise to take care of us, just like Jesus in Luke 11, verse 9. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. So we'll go on to look at that a bit more tomorrow in verse 2. Today, let's lift our eyes to God. Let's lift our eyes to him whose throne is in heaven. Let's remember his otherness, but also his willingness to help us in our time of need. If you'd like to know more about our church work, you can look at that and contact me via our website, nwlcc.org. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.